I don't know.
I can't think of anything but Kiri, as we knew him, and the sword so near, and—
How far is it to the Elven Kingdom, my lord?
Asked Pox. Aliam looked startled.
Far?
I don't know, I've never been. You can't go there unless they want you to come.
I know, but I thought maybe the rangers could guide me. Amrothlan claimed the queen was his sister. His mother is in the Lady's Forest. If I convinced her—
Convince an elf?
Aliam looked at her.
Well, you might at that. But Poxenarian think. The elves love children as dearly as we do, perhaps more. And yet they know he lived, and did nothing. They had some reason for that, but I doubt they liked it. For all we know, they've been arguing that one out for all the years since. It's not like elves to leave one of their blood in trouble.
Perhaps they did help, said Estor suddenly. Aliam, remember when Kiri was young here? We had a group of elves come by almost every winter. Sometimes they'd stay for midwinter feast. Kiri seemed to like elves as well as any of the squires, and he has said since that elves have done him favors from time to time.
Maybe. I still think, though, that if he's the prince, and half-elven, they will be sore in mind at not having done him much more than occasional favors. Fox oath, Estrel. The elves of all races honor high birth.
When it's not been corrupted. Remember the bits of elven lore we know about the Quaknam and such.
That's not the same thing at all.
Aliam's face went red.
Kiri may have a hasty temper, but he's nothing like that. I can't believe that they let a prince of their blood—
Could they have done better than you, my lord? Asked Pox. If they didn't want to interfere directly, they knew that you would take good care of him. By all accounts, you took a frightened, helpless boy and made a strong man of him.
I still— began Aliam.
He was interrupted by a knock on the door.
What is it?
He asked sharply.